Yeah, I mean, I suppose it reflects something else about this whole Super League issue, which is ultimately why I wrote the piece ahead of their match with Chelsea as a fallout from that. But one thing I like, there's so many strands from this to go on areas way beyond football. And when I was writing this piece and kind of researching for it, I was kind of thinking to myself, this is actually more of a political study than a football article. So I suppose this is the kind of dimension we're in. But yeah, I mean, and the thing about this is, and I think this is a really important point in all this as well. I mean, the principle of the two Spanish clubs, or really the four Spanish clubs who are fan-owned, which is basically Real Madrid, Barcelona, Athletic Bilbao, and Osasuna, who are my family's local team. They're the four socio-owned clubs, which I still think, and like, it still should be argued, that is close to an ideal of how a football club should be run, to be honest. I mean, I think it's something in England we'd all idealise.
Yeah.
But it's not without its issues if there aren't the right parameters. And so one of those, they vote in a president every 5 years. But what has happened with Madrid is the statutes of the presidency have been changed. So the parameters basically now are so narrow. Like, for example, you have to have served as a director for a certain amount of time, to have experience. And you also have to be of a certain wealth to be able to guarantee 15% of the club's budget, which feels like, I mean, instinctively and immediately feels like it goes against the spirit of what these presidencies should be. But essentially, the way it's been kind of done in Madrid is it means Perez is pretty much the only candidate. So the last time he ran unopposed. And what we have here is the president of Madrid, who's really, I mean, I suppose I better be careful about some of the language here and how loaded it is. But it's almost like the commander-in-chief of Real Madrid. And that applies also, it's not just in terms of how fixed he is in terms of position, but also in terms of how the club is run. I mean, as someone said to me for that piece, to talk of Real Madrid hierarchy is wrong. There's a board with an average age of about 75. They're all businessmen who made their fortunes 30 or 40 years ago. And they basically just kind of, they're there to support Perez and decisions. They're not there to have any sort of discussion about the direction of the club. Hence, we have Madrid, you know, who are heading towards the Super League untrammeled. And also, Perez persisting with the idea that it's still possible as the thing collapses around them and facing very little criticism in Spain because of this whole media industrial complex that has been built up around him and the club.